Spokesperson Matt Cullen says customers need to check their outdoor meters.
Given all of the winter weather that we've seen here recently, is to check their natural gas meters and their appliance vents and make sure that they are clear of any accumulation of ice or snow. A buildup of ice or snow on a natural gas meter can cause damage to the piping that's connected to the meter, and that could potentially create a gas leak, whereas a buildup of ice or snow on an appliance vent could clog or block the vent, and that could trap carbon monoxide indoors.
Cullen says go check the meters and lines and carefully move the snow away with a broom or your hands. He says WPS crews began restoring power Monday and were still in the field on Wednesday.
Since 11 o'clock on Monday night, our crews have restored power to more than 11,000 customers who have been impacted by that heavy snow that moved through our service area.
Cullen says the usual suspects caused the outages.
Our crews have encountered downed power lines as well as tree limbs that have fallen on power lines as they've worked as safely and as quickly as possible to restore service to our customers. So those are really the main causes that we've seen, the main damages that we've seen as they've worked, again, since late Monday night.
Cullen says stay back at least 25 feet if you see a downed power line. If you have an outage, Cullen says to report the problem to Wisconsin Public Service right away. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.